This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1471, Downtime, by Andrew James of EstablishingTheSelf.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year to help you live a more meaningful life. There are no interviews, so not really a typical podcast, just me narrating some amazing blogs and sometimes books. And now, looking to better yourself in 2020? I'm sure you are, since you're listening to this podcast. Book Notes makes this easy and possible. Learn from some of the most successful leaders, entrepreneurs, doctors, or relationship experts in any field. Read or listen to over 100 titles for less than $100. That's over 20 times less expensive than buying the actual books. Start your free trial of Book Notes, available on iOS and Android now. That's Book Notes. Download it now on iOS or Android. Today's article is from a brand new author to the show, Andrew James. He has a collection of philosophically themed short essays that encourage self-improvement, self-betterment, and self-preservation. Great fit for this show. So with that, let's hear our very first post from him as we optimize your life. Downtime by Andrew James of EstablishingTheSelf.com. Every day for the past few years, I have forced myself to write, or at least attempt to write, something. More often than not, this takes form as a meaningless journal entry. However, every now and then, something emerges that I find to be quite helpful. Upon reviewing old journal entries, I stumbled upon one that applies to my life more so now than ever. Here, I have copied the old transcript and added in some content that I feel to be relevant. I hope it helps you as much as it has helped me. Today is a day in which I am not entirely sure what to write about. I often find myself in this predicament. Regrettably, it is more frequent than I care to admit. I have to wonder if I have nothing to write about because I cannot genuinely conjure inspiration, or because I tend to suppress emotion and instead replace it with logic and reason, thus denying the presence of creation to flow from my ethological nature. Or perhaps because it is still early dawn as I write this, I have had nothing of significant noteworthiness occur. Therefore, I have nothing of interest to write about. Contrarily, this process of linear thought presents the notion that life in its rawest, inherently mundane form is unextraordinary. This is false. Life in and of itself is but a gift and a miracle. The fact that I have been privileged, no, blessed enough, to wake up this morning is significantly noteworthy. Today, I am thankful for life. In all of its simplicity, I am thankful that I am allowed to experience it. I openly welcome the intrinsic mundanity at the core of life, and in contrast, the obstacles and trials it produces. For it is by these experiences, although undoubtedly some unpleasant, that we as humans can better ourselves. Even without tribulations, one can still learn a thing or two from the habitually boring state of life. Life does not always require a driving force. Unintentionally, we have grown accustomed to the belief that we can only learn from what life has to offer if it is in motion. I'm extremely guilty of this. Although it is important for us as individuals seeking self-betterment to have motivating aspirations, the majority of lessons we can learn from life are while we are standing still. One such example is learning the ability to be patient. Patience is not in human nature. It is a learned behavior. Naturally, humans are drawn to instant gratification. This can be seen in every aspect of our lives, whether it be through technology, personal relationships, or even our careers. When one can truly learn patience, when one can learn to be truly content in their solitude, they begin to understand bit by bit what life is truly about. Now, it is important to note that there is a difference between being content and being complacent. Complacency is the adversary of the productive individual. Where contentment says, "I can find happiness in this state for now," complacency says, "I can stay in this state forever." There's a fine line between that apathy and being fulfilled. When content, an individual will recognize the world around them as an endless space for opportunity and growth. However, they are not unhappy when they do not receive the results, the instant gratification they think they deserve. They use these moments of disappointment as pragmatic opportunities to continue pushing forward in their learning and betterment of themselves. They welcome the mundanity of life as a way to sharpen their patience, but they do not get lost in it. When complacent, an individual will do the polar opposite. They become satisfied, not appreciative, of the current state they are in. Although they might be able to learn from the situations they have been presented with, they choose not to. Complacent individuals accept the mundanity of life as the norm and do not strive to understand or learn about the patience and peace that life has to offer in this state. They take advantage of life's downtime, and instead of sharpening their patience, they choose to stroke their laziness. The path to understanding patience, contentment, and fulfillment is not one I pretend to have mastered or even one that I fully grasp. However, I continue to strive towards that goal on a regular basis. If we plan on bettering ourselves, fully optimizing our minds and bodies in the healthiest way possible, patience is a key to unlocking many of life's positive intricacies. We need to learn to welcome and appreciate life's downtime, learn from it, and continue moving forward. We need to be careful of not falling into a pit of complacency during these times of mundanity. We need to manipulate them to further explore our laziness. Life is precious, even its most unnoteworthy state. There is always something that can be learned, even if it is from nothing. You just listened to the post titled Downtime by Andrew James of establishingtheself.com. Now look, I know there's a lot going on in your everyday life. We all want to do better, be better, and learn more in the new year, but are constrained by the limit of time and money. My newest sponsor, BookNotes, has made this not only possible, but affordable. With BookNotes, you can read or listen to 15-minute summaries of all the books you'd want to read for a fraction of what you'd pay to continue building that book pile of shame. BookNotes, all the important stuff from your favorite titles. A fraction of the time and cost. Zero nightstand shame or clutter. Start your free trial of BookNotes available on iOS and Android now. That's BookNotes, and download it on iOS or Android today. Thank you to Andrew. I have this article linked in this episode's description. Definitely come by his site to show him support. It's a nice and clean, beautiful website. I'll leave it there for today. Have a great day, great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.